All right, good evening. It's 8:30, Thursday evening, February 21st, 2019. So I want to talk about a subject that just came up in the news about that Alabama woman who left and went and joined ISIS, and now all of a sudden she's trying to come back, to America. She pretty much said that what she did was a mistake. And, you know, I don't really... How can I put it? I mean, it's obvious, like, her joining ISIS, it was not a mistake. It was a moral decision. You know, I support President Trump 100% about saying, you know, this woman should not come back to America. I mean, she's been over there supporting ISIS, I think, since she was 19. From what I was reading with the facts, you know, and then all of a sudden she wants to come back. You know, she's a war prisoner. I mean, I'm not a war prisoner, excuse me. She is a war criminal. I mean, if we would allow her back into this nation, we would have to let every prisoner out in every American prison for their crimes. You know what I'm saying? We can't do that. You know, as a country, we cannot allow, war criminals, which that's what she is, to come over back to America as and with no consequence. And, you know, I was watching her video. She was in an interview with an interviewer, and the interviewer was asking her, do you think there should be any punishment for what you've done? You know, betraying America. And she said, yeah, you know, there should be some punishment. I should see, see some therapy. Are you kidding me? You know what I'm saying? Like, it shows me she doesn't see what she's done. She doesn't see the severity of what she's done. It's not a joke. You literally left America. You left your country to go over and join the enemy. You committed treason against the American people. You've committed treason against the American government. You went over, you joined a well-known terrorist organization. And, you know, you want to come back to this country with the slate clean, as if, you know, as if it had never happened. You know, it's not right. I don't know how true this is, but I was reading a quote from Alexandria Cortez, a quote from her concerning this. And, you know, it's like when you read things like this, it makes you think, like, is this really true? Like, did she really say something like this? But it's on her Twitter account. I'm going to pull it up real quick. My tablet's just acting a little slow, but I want to say the quote exactly how she said it. President Trump shared this, and it just blows my mind away. It says, Alexandria Cortez press release. This is supposedly what she said from her Twitter account, 4:14 in the afternoon, February 19th, 2019. She said this. She said, "We must block Trump from stopping the return of the heroic Alabama mother from ISIS. In many ways, she is more of a hero than our veterans. Welcome home, sister." I'm going to read it again. This is supposedly from Alexandria Cortez press release on her Twitter account, February 19th, 2019, 4:14 in the afternoon. It says, "We must block Trump from stopping the return of the heroic Alabama mother from ISIS. In many ways, she is more of a hero than our veterans. Welcome home, sister." I mean, you want to talk about insulting every veteran who's served our country. You want to talk about insulting every, you know, veteran who's laid their life down for this country. You know, I'm hoping what she said isn't true. I'm hoping that, you know, this is just some mistake. But from what I've seen from what she's said and done in the past, I really believe this is what she has said. It lets you know, like, the spiritual condition of our country. Our country is not, how can I put it? We are in a spiritual battle. You know what I'm saying? It's good against evil. It's Christ versus Satan. And you know, people don't understand that. People don't understand that there is a spirit behind every single human being. You're either being ruled by Christ or you're being ruled by Satan. And we're starting to see the powers of darkness really, how can I put it? There was a time where Satan would walk around, you know, in the back alleys. Now he's parading in our cities, you know, with the whole abortion, the homosexuality, the same-sex marriage, you know, the legalization of marijuana and drugs and alcohol, and with the drag queen story hours, you know what I'm saying? It's horrible. It's ungodly. It's wicked. You know, it's absolutely mind-blowing. And we need to, as Christians, we need to be praying. We need to be seeking the Lord. We need to be Jesus. You know, we plead the blood of Jesus over our nation, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, Lord, to change the hearts of those who are in our country who are against you. And Lord, if they refuse to change, please remove them out of position, excuse me, out of political power. Remove them out of the positions of power. You know, we need to be praying daily as Christians. We need to be praying for our president. We need to be praying for our nation, you know, and we need to be praying for this next upcoming election. This is a big election, you know. There's no more, how can I put it? Every election is important, but there's no more, how can I put it? As Christians, we can't sit on the sidelines. Each election is of great importance. We are literally borderline almost becoming socialists. We can't afford another a horrible leader. We can't afford another Obama. We can't afford another Hillary Clinton trying to win and become president. We can't afford, you know, another Democrat socialist to be the leader of this country. We need people who stand on the Word of God. We need people who stand on the Bible. You know, and I know we live in a day and age today where people, you know, like the liberals. And like I said, I don't hate liberals. I believe Christ died for them just how he died for me. I just don't like what they support. I don't like the sin. I don't like the ungodliness, you know. And I pray and I hope that, you know, that they will repent of their sin and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. But, you know, back to what I was saying, you know, with the liberal party and what they're trying to promote, you know. We live in a day and age today where, you know, the liberals think that feelings are fact. I'm sorry, but it's not true. If your feelings go against fact, you are in the wrong. Your feelings ain't always right. The Bible says that we cannot trust in our feelings. The Bible says that the fool trusts in his own heart. I'm going to find that exact scripture. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26. It says, "He that trusts in his own heart is a fool. But whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered." What does it mean to walk wisely? You need to be walking, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to be anchored in Christ. If you're not anchored in Christ, you're not going to think right. You see, people don't understand that sin warps the human mind. When you are walking in sin, when you are living in sin, you are not thinking correctly. The human being can only think right when they are in proper relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, people need to understand, you know, with President Trump, you know, I think it's interesting how all of a sudden everybody hates him, you know. I think it's interesting that before he became president, the same people who hate him, they were his friends, they liked him. And I'm going to tell you why they don't like President Trump, you see. They don't like President Trump is because he's godly. He stands on the Bible. He stands on the biblical principles that this country was found on, the Judeo principle concept. You know, he stands on the fact that, you know, an unborn child is a living human being. And, you know, that's the problem with this country, is that we have people who don't respect the God of the Bible. We have people thinking that they are their own gods. We have people thinking that they can live any way they want, and that, you know, there is no eternal consequences. But that's wrong. You see, judgment is coming. People need to understand the God of the Bible, Yahweh Jehovah God, is not playing around. He means what he says, and he says what he means. He demands that we repent of our sins. He demands that we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we look to him alone for salvation. And I'm going to tell you this too, as America keeps legalizing sin, you know, as America keeps shaking its fist at God, more judgment is going to come. You see, people don't understand. You look at California. I think it's interesting that the most liberal state in this country has the highest homeless rate. Your cost of living is extremely high. You know, you shake your fist at God. You have illegal immigrants allowed to come over into California. I've heard people call in from Francis and Friends. You know, nurses at hospitals talking about that. If illegal immigration, I'm talking about nurses at like, who work in hospitals in California. I've heard them calling up, talking on Francis and Friends, talking about, you know, that if an illegal alien comes over to California, that, you know, they welcome them in the hospital. You know, they give them an EBT card. They give them free housing and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I have a problem with that. We got 50,000 vets on the street, men and women who've served in our country, and you're putting the illegal alien on the pedestal. That's not right. It's not right. We owe no illegal anything. And, you know, people need to understand President Trump is not a racist. He says, come over here the right way, legally. And, you know, people don't understand illegal immigration is an insult to every immigrant who came over here the right way. And, you know, people need to understand that. People need to understand that, you know, the line is drawn in the sand. The dividing line is drawn. You're either for Christ or you're against Christ. You can't, you know, and people don't understand. People will say, well, you know, how can you, you know, who gives me the right to talk about politics? And, you know, how does politics relate to the Bible? You see, people don't understand that everything is spiritual. Everything is a spiritual thing, okay? And I'm not saying that the Republican Party is perfect. You know, we have our faults. We have our flaws. But I will tell you this. You can look at the two parties. You can look at the Republicans. You can look at the Democrats. And you can see which party is supporting what? The Democrats. What do they support? Abortion. Homosexuality. Anti-God. Ungodliness. Illegal immigration. Socialism. You know, what do conservatives support? What does the Republican Party support? The God of the Bible. You know, excuse me. Capitalism. Excuse me. You know, the things of God. You know, and the Bible even talks about it, you know. I'll find it real quick in Ecclesiastes. I find it very interesting. I mean, this was written thousands of years ago. And I think it's interesting. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 2. The Bible says, a wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. I find it interesting. We have the right, the conservatives, the Republicans. You have the left, the liberal Democrats. And you see which one supports what, you know. And I'm not trying to be rude, but, you know, if you can't tell, you know, how can I put it? You know, if you don't understand what gender you are, I don't believe you have you should not be in any kind of position of power. You have no right to be teaching, being a teacher in our school systems. You know what I'm saying? You don't have no right to be pushing your sin on the children of this country. And, you know, and it's not right. You know, what California doing isn't right. You know, trying to teach our children that there's 15 genders. It's ungodly. It's wicked. It's wrong. It's sin. There are only two genders, male and female. If you do not I mean, seriously, it's common sense. If you do not know what gender you are, you know what I'm saying? If you can't tell, if you feel like you're a man, if you're a man and you feel like you're a woman trapped in a man's body, you got a problem. If you are a biological woman, and you think that you're a man trapped in a woman's body, you have a problem. You have no, if you can't even understand and be comfortable with who God created you to be, your gender that you were born with, if you can't even be comfortable with who God created you to be, you don't have a right. You should not be teaching in the public school system. You shouldn't be able to teach kids. Because if you can't even understand the basic common sense concept of who you are, that you will forever be what you were born as, you don't have the right. I personally would not trust you with my son. I wouldn't trust you with my children, you know, and I'm not trying to be rude. Like, I hope that you get saved. I hope that you give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ and be born again. But, you know, I don't trust people like that around children. It you're walking in the flesh. You're walking in ungodliness, you know, and we need to understand. I didn't mean to go into all of that, but it kind of branched off. But, you know, we need to understand that the enemy is not outside of this country. The enemy is in this country. You know what I'm saying? You see what's going on in this country. You know, America is in the fight of its life right now. You know, we have the Democrats trying to push socialism. My question to the Democrats is this: if socialism was so wonderful, why is Venezuela not you know, prospering? Why are these people starving to death? You know, people don't understand. Socialism is nothing more but a branch of communism. But they won't admit that. You know what I mean? The Democrats, they won't admit that. They will say that, you know, oh, you know, socialism, we're trying to make everything equal. You see, this is the problem with socialism. Socialism is this, that everyone gets the same thing, right? I have a problem with that. If I have a family of five and the man down the street has a family of 10, if we're all getting the same thing, what may be suitable for my family is not suitable for his family. He has a much larger family. And I have a problem with the government, you know, dictating what I can and cannot have. You know, that's what I love about capitalism. Capitalism is biblical. You get out there, get a job, earn a living. If you want something, go out there, work for it, earn it. The Bible says, concerning your labor, one second. I'm going to pull this scripture up. Excuse me. You know, Isaiah 3:10 says, "Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings." Another Bible verse. Sorry about this. My computer's acting a little slow. You know, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 18. And 18 and 20. Excuse me, 18 through 20. "Behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and to drink, and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion. Every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth, and have given him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God, for he shall not much remember the days of his life, because God answered him in the joy of his heart." You know, God does not like laziness. God hates laziness. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a difference between, you know, if a person can't work, if a person has a disability, that's totally different. We should help them. We should give them government assistance, things like that. But I have a problem. I have a problem with someone who's healthy, who's healthy and just doesn't want to work because they're lazy. You know, the Bible says if a man does not work, he does not eat. There's a lot of people who abuse the welfare system. You know what I'm saying? It's not my job to support you if you have the capability of getting a job and earning money. You know, it's another interesting thing. I think it's interesting how people say Donald Trump's a racist. You know, people don't want to admit the fact, but Donald Trump being president, I believe that I think it was 1.5 million people got off of welfare. You know, unemployment for African Americans, for Hispanics, for Asians has been at a historical all-time low. Yet you're going to say the man's racist. How is he a racist? You know, it's like what I ask the liberals all the time. When I meet people who say Donald Trump's a racist, I say, how is he a racist? Give me some fact. He don't like people of color. He's racist. That's not a fact. You're giving me an opinion. When I ask you for a fact, I'm saying give me factual information that backs up your opinion. You know what I'm saying? How can Trump be a racist when his wife is an immigrant? You know what I'm saying? I think it's funny how people say Trump's against illegal... I think it's funny when people say Trump is against immigration or he's a racist. His wife is an immigrant. His wife was not born in America, but she came over here the right way, the legal way. You know what I'm saying? People need to open their eyes. How can you say Trump's a racist when he moved the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem? You know what I'm saying? We're in Jerusalem with the Jews. You know what I'm saying? The Jewish people. You know what I'm saying? How can you say that he's a racist? He's not a racist. People need to understand, you know. It just blows my mind away. I'll tell you what the problem is with America, and I'll tell you what the problem is with people. People are not doing research for themselves. People are basing everything off of popularity. They're basing everything off of what they hear from these politicians. Oh, you know, this politician said this, so it must be true. No, you must do your own research. You can't believe every single person who comes out in office and say, you know, oh, Trump's a racist. How is he a racist? You know what I'm saying? He's not a racist. I think it's interesting that, you know, the people who say Trump's a racist are the same people who think Hillary Clinton is a hero. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, but anyone who thinks it's okay to kill an unborn child, anyone who thinks it's okay to kill a baby up to 9 months, you are not a hero. You have no, you should not be in political, you should not be in no position of power. If you cannot recognize the unborn child as a living human being, you have no right to be any kind of leader in this country. You do not fit the qualification to be a leader. And, you know, that's going to get a lot of people upset. But, you know, I don't care. We're at a crucial point in time in our history, in our country. You know what I'm saying? We are at the point where we are losing our American values. Because people don't want to recognize what made America great. You know why America is great? America is great because of the God of the Bible, the Lord Jesus Christ. And people don't want to understand this. People want to say that, oh, America is not a Christian nation. That's a lie. You need to look at American history. You need to look at our forefathers. And don't get me wrong, not every single person was saved in finding this country. A lot of them were deists. Some of them were deists, but they still recognized the importance of the Bible. They recognized that the Bible was of God and the Bible is the law of the land. And if you look at our forefathers, many of them were Christ. They were Christians. They believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. I can go through quotes all day long about different founders and their position and what they believe on Christ. And I honestly think I'll make another podcast in the future to discuss that, how America is a Christian nation, and to, you know, discuss the our founding fathers, their view on Christ and Christianity. And I think I'll do that. I think, you know, I'll try to come up with a video this week and talk about how America is a Christian nation. But I'm gonna end this podcast right now, and I hope this blessed you guys, you know, and I hope it just you know, gets people to think. We need to start thinking. We need to start thinking with our minds. We can't just believe everyone because, you know, man is fallen. Man lies. We need to see the fruit that this person's producing. Like I said before, I'll say it again though in this video. You can claim you're a Christian all day long, but if your life is not reflecting what you believe, you're not a Christian. You know what I'm saying? The Bible says faith without works is dead. If we're truly anchored in Christ, if we're truly trusting in the Son of the living God, his life will be reflecting, his life will be lived in us. People will see the difference in us. And I'm not talking about sinless perfection, but there will be a difference in us. We won't live as how we lived in the world. And the same thing with these politicians. If, you know, I think it's funny. Every time during election time, everybody's a Christian. But, you know, you look at the fruit that they produce. If you believe abortion's right, you're not a Christian. If you believe same-sex marriage is right, you're not a Christian. If you think there's multiple ways to God, you're not a Christian. We judge people based on what the Word of Almighty God says, what the John chapter 7, verse 24 says. John chapter 7, verse 24 says this: judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment.